Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
But more than anything else going out, I want to thank you guys, the listeners, the audience. Because without you, we don't last a week. We don't last a month. So what I'd like to say to you is I will miss you. I thank you. And from the bottom of my heart, I love you. Goodbye.
Mike. He's in George's box. And Mike is coming back. Oh, my goodness gracious. Dramatic things I've ever seen.
Mike.
Standing right in George Steinbrenner's box, announcing he is back.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan,
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on.
Oh, boys, I'm back.
You know, that works on a couple levels too. Mike Geary, back here with you.
That's why I did it.
I really enjoyed it. I'm glad I didn't hear that beforehand, Dan. That was very good.
Yeah, I didn't want to play it twice.
First of all, we're here on Trash Talk, enlightening you for the last 14 weeks, are we in? Of course, my producer and seeing eye man, Dan Watkins, with me as always. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Mike?
I sound funny. Do I sound normal to you?
You sound about the same.
All right, fair enough.
Just funny in general.
All right. And returning, our first returning guest, and really our best guest out of the two we've had.
We don't have another option.
Yeah, that's all we've got. We're going back to the well again.
We had Smitty. You're above Smitty.
Well, I'm happy to be back. How many recurring guests have you had so far?
Zero.
Oh, I'm the first one?
Yeah.
I'm honored.
Yeah, exactly. We I figured Lucy, we need a female voice, you know.
Oh, well, thank you.
And there are a couple topics this week that I kind of want to get your opinion on.
Oh, absolutely.
But first, as you can tell by the intro, huge news. The Pope is back. Mike Francesa, after what, 5 months off?
Four months. Yeah.
Oh yeah, because December. So, yeah,
December 15th.
So 4 months he's been off.
Yes.
So I have a theory.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So you know how he always talks about how he loves to snowblow?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
He just took the winter off so he could snowblow and have all the time
just
to snowblow.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now he misses talking about it to us. Oh, I love my snowblow.
Right. So the snow's finally done. Like last week we had our last little blip of snow.
He had a full winter with him and his snowblower, and now he gets to come back and tell us about it.
Exactly.
It's bizarre, but here's one thing a lot of people say. If you don't know, Mike Francesa, after 4 months of retirement, says he wants back in at WFAN. Apparently, he threw his name out there to everyone else, SiriusXM, and I guess that's really it. The world of podcasting.
I heard he was trying ESPN. To do ESPN, like a Sunday football show.
Apparently, no one wanted him. I'm sure people wanted him.
CNBC, he did some stuff with them too,
right.
And they didn't want him as a recurring, like I am here, a recurring guest.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this. I think this is unprecedented. I've never heard of this happening on such a magnitude.
Well, the lead up, here's the unprecedented part. I mean, people who retire and come back all the time, especially in the media.
Right.
And, or the world of sports. But what I think is unprecedented is the lead up to his retirement was like a year or over a year.
Yes.
Where
all
they
the
were
goodbyes.
Like, Mike Francesa is retiring. Goodbye. It would be like the whole thing with Jeter or Ortiz.
We were just saying, if Ortiz came back, that's what this would be like. If he came back after all of that. Francesa's last show, I listened to the entire thing. I cried. I was so sad. All of that for nothing now, because now he's back. So I cried all for nothing, and it was all that sadness.
It's a weird thing to do, to have everyone kiss your ass for a year and say their tearful goodbyes. And then just come back a couple months later.
But what a power move that is.
He's
coming back to save his station after he realizes that they're sinking without him.
So here's why I don't mind the move as much. Because if WFAN was thriving without him, then it would look kind of sad. Like, people are like, oh, this is sad. I don't think it's sad. Well, Francesa left, and then he sees the station he built. Kind of, I don't know what WFAN's ratings are. They might be doing okay in the ratings.
They lost Michael Kay in the afternoon for the first time.
Yes, which they had not done before.
But my point is, and I don't have any particular examples in mind, but there are some shows that you consistently finish second and are fine with that, and that might be what CMB is. So I don't know how well they're doing, but it's not as well as Francesa did. If you're finishing second to Michael Kay, who barely pays attention because he's doing Yankee games afterwards, that's pretty embarrassing for the most historic time slot in sports talk radio history. So Francesa's at least not, at least they're not thriving, and now he's knocking on the door saying, guys, I'll come back.
Exactly.
You still need me? It's no, he's looking at a sinking ship.
Right,
saying,
so it's more of a heroic move than anything.
It really is.
I love it.
Francesa's a hero in a lot of ways.
Right,
I've always said.
I love him more now than I did before, because this is just great. I mean, I expected this a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, the second he showed up on CNBC the day after his retirement, or like the Monday after, I was like, he can't stay away from this. How is he going to stay away from FAN forever?
And he couldn't. He couldn't do it for four months
later. Here he is again. Like, he never even left.
Yeah. Now, Dan, you said Mad Dog in a couple of comments about this.
We have quite a bit of sound.
Yeah, okay.
We have. Do you want to start with Mad Dog?
Start with
Mad Dog. So I got two cuts from Mad Dog.
Okay.
Mad Dog says he's learned a bit about retirement.
Yeah, that makes sense. Poor Francesa had to deal with fucking doing nothing. Not being in the spotlight for a few months. Not spilling his Diet Cokes and nodding off on camera.
Mike will anchor that afternoon positions again over at WFAN in New York. And so he will return after retiring on December 15th. And there are a lot of lessons to learn here from a standpoint of who did what and who did this and everything else. Let's start with the Mike aspect of it. And I tell you what I learned. Two things. And, you know, I'm almost the same age as Mike, 5 or 6 years younger. But I learned the same thing. Two things. A, when you retire, and I learned it from Mike. When you retire, just retire. Just, you know, he finished. Yeah, yeah. Say goodbye on a Friday afternoon.
That's
give the quarters a chance,
Mike, the guy
and move
not
on.
Doing this.
You can't do a long goodbye, because if you do a long goodbye, it gets a little tedious. Number one, and number two, if you
like
do
an
that,
asshole.
And then all of a sudden you change your mind in 5 or 6 months, you're gonna look like a horse's fanny. So
horse's fanny.
When it's time to go, just sense it in your own gut and go.
Now, Mad Dog isn't as crass as I was, but we agree that you look like kind of a horse's ass if you build it up for a year.
Fanny,
come back.
Mike.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't like to disrespect
this Matt. This is a PG program.
My foul language. But it's like, you know, if you don't, because they were offering him money for
right.
The fan.
And he said that, too. He said it's not a money thing. It's just I want to retire.
They offered him to do a shorter show, three
right.
hours, but he wanted more money to do less hours. So it's like, Mike, if you're not done, then keep going.
Right.
But you're not going to get the world. You're 70 years old. You're not going to keep getting the same money till you die. You know what I mean?
Right. He had 83 guests on his second to last show. And all of them wept, and Bobby Valentine and Susan Waldman and like everybody that you can think of was on this show saying goodbye and thank you. His wife called in the tearful goodbye. She's like, the first time I've ever called your show. And now she has a chance to do it again. Like, he's coming back. It's so strange.
He can't do another retirement tour.
Right. Exactly. Like,
I hope
so
he does.
Now,
that would
right.
really be the Francesa arrogance, is to just do it again in a year.
That would be great. But now he's wasted it on the not real retirement. So when he leaves now, you can't do it again.
Yeah.
It has to be just a regular one goodbye show.
Right.
That's it.
Did Mad Dog say anything else?
We do. We do have some more Mad Dog.
That's the first thing. Second thing is, make sure make sure that when you do retire, you got something to do every day. Now, you know, Mike's got young kids, so it's much harder. He can't go to Miami or West Palm Beach or, you know, Kentucky Derby because he's got young kids in school.
I think.
Why would you want to? You don't want to be home with kids. Let the wife. That's why the missus is there. Let her take let Jeannie Russo take the kids to school. Let her worry about, you know, Colin's headache. Let her worry about Kira's SAT scores. Let me go to work and do a talk show every day, and I'll see you at 7:30.
Well, questionable father skills by Mad Dog there at the end there, but we'll ignore that just for the.
How old is Francesa that he has young kids like that?
He's
I thought he was
60.
Like 70.
Is it? Shoot, I forgot.
Even if
I want to say early 60s, but I don't
even if
remember
he's,
now.
Even if he's, let's call it 60.
64.
If he's got a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Good for Francesa, still pumping him out.
Right.
And then Michael Kay, you said we got some sound for Michael Kay?
We have Michael Kay, and then we also have CMB.
Him and Michael Kay had a good rivalry.
Arch nemesis.
Yeah.
I mean, let's compare what Jay Leno did, right?
Sure.
I never blamed Jay Leno. I blamed NBC. I mean, I've always been, you know, I'm in it for me, right? That's my catchphrase. He wants to come back. He doesn't care. I mean, FAN's disgraceful what they did to the people they hired. That they're the ones that you should say is disgraceful. I mean, Mike misses being on the air. People should do what makes them happy. And he realized it after 4 months. But, I mean, FAN panicked after one book that they lost, that they banged those people.
He's right in that, like, the Leno versus Conan thing, you should have blamed NBC. But here's where the analogy kind of falls apart, is that Francesa chose to leave. They offered him contracts to do different things. He still chose to leave. So it's not really the same. But you should blame CMB for just sucking.
Yes.
And, guys, right in this room, I meant to mention, we have the formula for a morning zoo type show like CMB is. We've got me, the grizzled broadcaster, just a girl in Lucy, mm-hmm. just any
the Maggie
girl.
Gray of yeah, the any, situation.
Any,
if you will.
Find a woman, and that's all you need. And then Dan, you played sports at one time, right? In your life, we can consider you an ex-athlete.
Even once in your life, that's all you need.
That's all we needed. That's all we need. So we could replace if next time Francesa goes. I think we've got the trio right here. But how did CMB deal with being bounced this quickly?
So I'm just gonna say this clip is a little long, and it's of this particular show. So when you want to
stop it,
stop it. But not sure, or if you just want to enjoy the mayhem, just all let right, it ride.
Let's obviously address the situation that's out there and the stories, which all seem to be pointing to Mike returning, and that certainly appears to be the case. And
pause,
look, all we can tell you.
We didn't talk about his voice. Because I forgot it's one just
thing.
His voice.
I'm glad you said that. I forgot one thing. I considered myself the polished broadcaster, but I would have to start talking like this. Mike Geary here. Good to have everyone. Why do they do that? I don't understand.
Oh, my
that.
God.
I think Bradford, when he listened to my first podcast version of this podcast, he said I do a little bit of a fake voice. Mm-hmm. But I think that's more of like a nervous, like trying to be professional. You know what I mean? But I it's weird to put on a full, like, there's no way he talks
for
like
hours and hours. Yeah. I can't even imagine doing that. How tiring would that
very
be?
Very odd. All right, let's hear what else he has to say.
Is this, we're not going anywhere.
Oh, no?
We're going to be a big part of this radio station for a long time. And this is a business. And you are talking about someone in Mike who was wildly successful for 30 years. So it only makes business sense to welcome somebody like that back into the fold. You get it. Is it awkward? Of course it's awkward. Of course it is.
A little bit.
Does this mean that all three of us are going to have to share office now?
big question by Bart there.
Glad Bart is obviously Bart is about to lose his job after 4 months, and he has a little quip like that. That's all he can come up with. It's like, I don't know. They just seem weak willed, that show.
Oh yeah, there's no energy. Where's the energy there? And also, like,
there's a clip I heard a little while ago of them talking about people kind of shitting on them for their ratings, and Maggie, what's her name? Maggie Gray.
Maggie Gray.
Maggie was like, guys, can't we have some time?
Oh, my
isn't
God.
There? It's like, no, not really.
No, you just got thrown into drive time in New York City. Right. Like, you don't get time. I mean, supposed to already.
You get the time of your contract, so hopefully, but you don't get time to avoid criticism. Look what Get Up is going through.
Right, and so
the same thing.
We knew this show was going to suck as soon as, before it started. Mad Dog Today on KNC was like, that show was not great. Like,
it's amazing. When me and Dan, I forget if you were in for this too, but before Get Up started, we said, isn't it amazing to watch a show being put together where before they ever do an episode, this is going to be awful.
Exactly. And they built a whole new studio for it. It was like $6 million. Yeah. And it's going to be terrible before it even starts. And it's like
weird
this show.
To do it like that.
Yes, exactly. And if they're talking business sense, wouldn't it make more sense to just get rid of them completely? I mean, they're not bringing, how much revenue could they really be bringing in?
Yeah. And I joke, obviously, about like us three, but it would be so much more beneficial to just put three young people that you've never heard of in there than to have like Bart Scott and some woman and some guy that's been around forever that no one gives a shit about.
Right. Nobody is listening because like Bart Scott is on or Maggie Gray is
on.
Like, nobody's like,
you have to have substance.
Right. You know, I will listen to anything Mike Francesa does because there's the possibility that it could be a train wreck or he's going to say
off
something.
And his nose hits the mic.
Right. Or he talks about, there's one time like he talked about Star Wars and didn't know what it was. Like things where he doesn't know what it is fantastic. And that could happen. So you listen because, something stupid could happen. Most of the time, I would listen to Francesa like towards the end.
Yeah.
I listened to him like growing up, but like just him towards the end just because I knew it was ending.
Right.
And I couldn't listen to, you know, 5 hours of him because it's just, it's torture.
No.
But once in a while.
Without Mad Dog, there's a lot of lag. But it's, funny just to hear, like, clips of him.
Exactly.
It's like flying a plane without an instrument panel, folks.
Especially, what I love the fact, like, when prank callers just fuck with him.
Yeah, and he's like, all right,
he will not
clown.
Give up. He's like, this guy stayed on hold for an hour for me? Yo, what a loser. You stayed on hold for an hour? It's like, Mike, have some fun, Mike.
Mike in New Haven, what's up, Mike?
Hey, bro, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what?
Bro.
Goodbye.
Oh, I love
grow up, Mike, please. I'm not your bro.
I'm not your bro.
I'm not your bro. I love Francesa. I'm glad he's coming back.
Me too.
But before, I know you got to get out of here, Elizabeth. But before we do that, there's one clip I wanted to show because there were a couple stories this week I wanted a woman's take on.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you could provide that for us.
Okay.
Because me and Dan don't know what the hell we're talking about. First, the Rockies put in a female play-by-play woman.
Yes.
And apparently, There was big happenings with that on social media. People were saying that the Rockies just did that for, you know, Twitter applause and to say they're progressive and all this. And the Rockies responded. For example, someone quoted, like, what hypothetically the Rockies said is, it doesn't matter what your talent is, but just throw a woman in there and we look progressive. And the Rockies responded saying, this is one of the worst takes ever. And it's like, well, that wasn't the guy's real take. He was imitating you.
Right, exactly. But, it was satire.
Yeah. But first of all, let's hear, because I haven't heard this woman yet. So let's hear the new Rockies play-by-play woman.
Before I play it, is there anything you want to say beforehand?
I want to say that I support women and minorities and anyone else. I'm a disabled man, so I can get away with this.
2-1 count. And that ball is shot into left field. Fire up the fountains. She's gone.
Yikes. Oh, my God. Cadence, it was okay up until off. That. Up until that, I was like, all right, she sounds like anybody else. But then she gets to that, and it's just cringeworthy. That is awful.
First of all, it's tough to judge anyone, male or female, on their first game. You know, maybe she's nervous. I don't know.
It sounds like she's doing an Ordway impression.
In fairness to her, she's carrying the weight of feminism on her shoulder,
because
people
are
like, this woman has to now be good or they're gonna get shit on and they're not gonna be able, you know, I don't know. But there is a thing in broadcasting just in general where you talk about people's voices, and it's like, if you have a weak voice, I mean, you know, a lot of people can't help that, but if you have a weak voice, you're gonna be criticized no matter what. Like Joe Castiglione, honestly, I love the guy because he's been around forever. But if I heard Joe Castiglione on his first day, I'd say, how did this guy get a job in broadcasting?
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. So to add that, to add the lack of a strong voice with the circus act that is, I would say to her, you know, try.
Fire up the fountains.
She should just try less.
Try no shtick. Don't try to have any fucking resume.
Just say, it's gone.
Don't try to be John Sterling.
It is a home run. Like, let's just keep it simple. Simpler is always better.
Right.
Don't go the other way with it and be extreme like that.
I'm glad you mentioned John Sterling.
I was going to say, could we compare her to the greatest? Because, you know, in fairness to her, some people like to spice up their broadcasts.
And we talked about this a couple weeks ago when Giancarlo was in the midst of his big cold spell at the plate. That
right.
Sterling had another home run call prepared for him. And over the weekend, oh, did he deliver.
Well, here is Giancarlo, who fly to center his first time. Pitch. Swung on and drilled to deep right field. That ball's high. That is far. It is gone. Giancarlo. Non de Medicar. That ball sure traveled far. Giancarlo.
Now, if that's not the height of just pomposity.
That is worse than the original call. That is awful. He is still trying to impress that Italian girlfriend.
Why is he so
annoying, like just crazy and annoying?
Why is he so sure? Why is he so fixated on jamming the Italian aspect of this down your throat?
It's the girlfriend.
It's got to be. Just so you know, I have an Italian girlfriend. Did I mention that?
That is why. I'm convinced.
It's bizarre.
Yes. It's nothing short of bizarre.
I like this. That man. Can we just keep that plan for the rest of the show?
I think so. I like it too.
One other thing, real quick. Before the other story I saw that I wanted a lady's voice on was, I don't know if you saw this, apparently Paula Patton, do you know who that is?
Yes, and I saw this briefly that she wants to play Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. Because I know what she looks like,
right.
But the picture along with the story I was reading, I was like, well, she kind of looks like Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
But it's too strange. Like,
would be weird, right?
If you watch something about Tiger Woods and it's Paula Patton playing Tiger Woods, the whole time I'd be thinking that's Paula Patton.
There would have to be...
And it's a woman.
Right. There would have to be no... It would take you out of it so much. Unless they do an amazing job of making her look exactly like him and sounding exactly like him,
mm-hmm.
where there's not an ounce of, why is a woman playing Tiger Woods?
Right.
It would have to completely be like... Oh, shit. Like, you'd have to consciously remember, oh, shit, that's Paula Patton. She's doing a great job.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's like, why are you doing this? Why not just have a guy play him? You know what I mean?
I know. I would think it'd be interesting if they did it because it'd be something different.
Sure.
Just to watch, another train wreck, maybe.
I'm not even saying don't do it. I'm just saying beware. If you want it to be a good movie.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
Beware.
It's going to be terrible. Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's why I like having Lucy on, too, is because if I said that, I'd be like, oh, what a sexist pig. So Lucy can say that shit for me. I pay her to say it. I give her my opinions beforehand.
Whoa, you're getting paid?
Yeah.
What the hell?
You didn't know that?
See, that's how I give back to the Me Too movement. I pay Lucy, and I just harass Dan and give him no benefits.
I spent 3 hours on that intro.
That's how I give back to society. Well, it was for nothing, my friend. I'm sorry to tell you. It was all for naught. Except, doing just a great show. Do we have anything else before I get on here? What else do I want to talk about? Oh, last thing real quick is get up. Jalen Rose got into a beef with Shania Twain about Donald Trump. And then on the same day, Bomani Jones went on a rant about how you shouldn't talk politics so that people don't get interested. What is going on at ESPN?
Who knows? They don't even know what's going on at ESPN.
It reminded me of, like, you know how the Red Sox in years past have done things where it's like, we're never signing a pitcher over 30 again. And then they give David Price the biggest contract.
Right, and they go
ever.
Do it.
And then they say, we're not signing superstars. And they sign Sandoval and Hanley Ramirez to crazy deals. It's like that at ESPN, except they're doing it at the same time.
Right.
Where they're like, they just don't know. I don't know. That is a sinking ship. But I was wrong. I will pay my dues and say... I was wrong a couple weeks ago when I predicted Get Up would last, or CMB would last longer than Get Up.
Yeah, and I was right.
You were right.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
You win that one.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the Pope was going to be coming back to take him down. So that one finally settled. Lucy, did I get you out of here in time?
Yes, exactly.
Perfect. That's pro broadcasting right there. And Dan, before I'll plug everything, but have John Sterling ready to go to take us out. It was a little melody that John Sterling gave us. But first, follow my friend Lucy Burge on Twitter, at Lucille Burge.
Lucille Burge, yes.
And Dan Watkins. You follow him for all of his hard work that he does. The man sat here all day and waited for me. At DYD93 on Twitter. And I'm at BlindMike_. And please, folks, subscribe to the podcast. Give us a 5-star rating. And all that happy horse shit. And go to WEI.com if you don't feel like subscribing. And listen to all their other podcasts. All right. See you next week, folks.
Well, here is Giancarlo, who fly to center his first time. Pitch. Swung on and drilled to deep right field. That ball's high. It is far. It is gone. Giancarlo. Non dimentica. That ball sure traveled far. Giancarlo.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.